Okay. So, I give the chaburas a little differently than what we're used to. So, we're going to gloss over the lamdas behind it and get trained to the halacha l'maisa. So, l'maisa l'maisa. So, the Gemara, or the Mishnah, Ein Gimel Amud Beis lists the different melachos and says, v'machko. So, Rashi says, megara se'aro. That you're scraping off, literally, megara scraping off or dragging the se'aros out of the hide to make the leather. So, the Isser, according to Rashi, v'machek, the melacha was, whatever the leather that was already cut off the animal, now I'm scraping off the hairs, and now I can make this smooth, leathered out thing. And great. The Yerushalmi is kind of wondering where this would happen in the Mishkan. So the Yerushalmi says, Ma mechika haita v'mishkan, Ze'ir ben chanina b'shem v'chanina, Shai yushafin et ha'or, agabei ha'amud. They would take the or, they would take the piece of skin, and they would sand it against the amud, against the pillars. So the Korban Eidah is a very interesting way of understanding what they were doing. The Korban Eidah seems to think that what they were sanding was not the piece of ore itself, like Rashi says in the Bavli. Rather, they were sanding the divots in the pillars. They were smoothing out the pillars. Pnei Moshe doesn't think this way. It seems to be that based off the Gemara on Ayin Hey Amud Beis, gives a similar case of somebody who's smoothing out the dirt between the pillars would be mamachek. Rashi seems to think that this is when I'm sanding the floor, I'm smoothing out something on the floor, whereas Tosus kind of learns like the Korban Eidah, where I'm sanding the wall. Either way, the actual action that's being done, regardless of what's being sanded, whether it was the leather or the amudim, that would be an afkamina on what was in the Mishkan, but it seems like sanding, smoothing, or scraping would be part of the malacha of memachik. So there's an interesting machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam, how to understand the Gemara Nenamud Beis. The Gemara Nenamud Beis says that you can wipe off kalim with the different soft, sudsy things, but not clay ketzef, because by silverware, when I wipe it off or I shine it, it smooths out, and that would be the av malacha. So, in general, they're sewed by silver, and if you think about a kiddush cup, you drop a kiddush cup, it's very pliable. So, they're sewed by silver seems to be that when I'm going to smooth it out in whatever way I'm going to do, whichever way they were smoothing out silver at the time, it was going to cause it to smooth out the silver. However, the Rambam, in Halacha, in Perek Chav Gimel, Halacha, I think it Aleph, says, Halacha Zayin, Chav Gimel Zayin says, Asur lachov kli kesef be kedar tekin mipnei shehu melabin. Kedar sha'onin osen v'nimtza kemintakin kli. So the Rambam thinks I'm chayav on two. One is because of melabin and kemintakin kli. It's not like a patish. But Rashi seems to think this would be a case of machik, the smoothing out of the silver. So that's a Gemara in Amud Beis. Let's see another few of the Gemaras. The Gemara on Kuf Mem Aleph says, I can scrape off mud or clay off new shoes, but not old shoes. The Gemara, why? And then the Gemara says, I can't use a knife either. What's the chilek between new shoes and old shoes? When I have mud on new shoes, the leather is not that old, so it's not going to scrape off as easy. But when it comes to old shoes, the leather is going to become more pliable, it's going to become softer, so when I peel it off, some of the leather is going to come off, and I'm smoothing out the leather on the shoe. The Gemara in Kuf Mem Vav, there's the last Gemara, says that I can break open a barrel. We saw this a few times. And when I want to plug up the hole, I can do it with wax. Why? Because I'm going to smooth out the wax to plug out the hole. And I can't do it with oil. Rav says, why can't I do it with oil? Shema, it looks like it's going to be memareach. Right, so what comes out of all these Gemaras, for the sake of our definitions, is that the av melacha is memachek, which is smoothing, and memareach, spreading out, or whichever way you wanna understand memareach, is scraping, smoothing, sanding, etc. All these are different cases. There's one more Gemara that I forgot to put in the Mekoros, It's also in Kuf Mem Vav. That's the Gemara about putting on creams. While it's talking about more in the case of it looking like refuah and being a problem in the realm of refuah, which is more under Tochein, they're still going to, we'll see Tzitz Eliezer at the end of the shir today, speaking about the different problems of Memareach with creams. So just looking at the Rambam seems to paskin like Rashi throughout all these sugyas about what the cases is. And the Gemara gives the different examples that the different Gemaras give of what's going on, what's exactly the case. Nothing too crazy other than the Klei Kesef Rambam. The Kesef Shabbos has an interesting ha'ara, because all these malachos that are having to do with Memachek and Gozes, these are all in order to make the leathers for the Mishkan. So the Kesef Shabbos wants to know, what is the difference between Gozes and Memachek? So he points out that by Gozes, what I'm doing is to get the actual hairs, whereas Memachek, I want to get rid of the hairs. So when I scrape or I sand this piece of leather, it's a malacha shein tricha legufa, and that's the difference by Memachek versus Gozes. An interesting egletal is that the egletal seems to point out that the difference is whether or not the animal is dead. If the animal is dead, it seems to be that it's Memachek, and if the animal is alive, it's Gozes. You don't shear wool once the sheep is usually dead. Good. So let's get to the Lamaisa. So the first Shulchan Aruch that I put in the Makoros, the Shin Beis Vav.
Sorry, clarification?
Yeah.
I may just miss this when you said it before. Marech is a Toda or a Derabana Memachek?
Toda.
So, okay.
Toda. So the first Shulchan Aruch Shin Beis Vav speaks about having dirt on sandals. So Shulchan Aruch originally says, I can rub my sandal to get the dirt off on the wall, but not against the ground. And then the Shulchan Aruch says, but yesh osrim, both of them. And then the Rama says, based off the Rosh, yesh matirim, both of them. And then in Ches, the Shulchan Aruch says, but with a knife, bein chadash, bein yashan, it doesn't matter, you shouldn't do it. So the Taz suggests here that the matir should be like, in the case of a knife, whether chadash or yashan, because that was the machokas in the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch seems to think, I can't scrape it off with a knife either way. The Taz suggests that really it should be more like the Rush, that whether it's on the wall or the floor, it should be fine. Because the whole problem here is that you're really scraping the shoe on something that's going to be knife-like, or something that's going to be sharp, that's going to be a problem. So for example, let's say you're walking in the street and you stepped on dog poop and there's like a little curb, right? There's a curb on the sidewalk. Would that be considered something that's more of a substance-like, like something sharp like a knife? Or would it be more like the floor? It would be like the carcass. Then they had dirt floors. So you have to know what the matis was for the Yesh Osrim there. But it must be that there was something there, maybe rock, something that would be sharp that would scrape the bottom of the shoe. But the Taz says if it's not a substance that's going to scrape the bottom of the shoe, you're not going to have a problem. So doormats. Doormats don't really scrape the bottom of your shoe. All they do is they like rub around the dirt and get more of it off than there was on there before. So the Taz says, therefore, anything that's not a substance would be fine, but anything that is slightly a substance would be a problem.
And is it measured by whether it has, like, mamushas, or based on whether, like, just a Matthias claim?
It's a
look at the thing and see if it'll scrape the shoe.
Yeah, it seems like a Matthias claim, because he brings in the Tiferes Hashra that says that there was something in shuls, because everything had dirt floors, so a rainy day, or regardless if it was a rainy day, on the way to shul, to not get the shul floors dirty, they would have this, like, shoe scraper outside. The Tiferes Yisrael says that that's for sure aser mishum emachek. That's like your, I guess it had a knife or whatever. And it seems to be, it's something with like these sharp edges, but it couldn't have been that sharp. So we're not talking about mamish a knife. We're talking about something that just digs out the dirt from the shoe. So the Magen Avraham brings the case of the Ma'aril here. And the Ma'aril,
the case of the Rashi's case on the floor,
when I'm scraping the floors to, you're saying in the,
yeah, you're cleaning the floor, no? shopping and moving.
Well, it sounds like you're more sand. I don't think you're cleaning the floors. That would be more. Yeah, you're sanding the floors. So I think
you're using something sharp.
You're using something sharp to get the hide. Right? Rashi's thing is on the hide, not on the floor. Right? That was the Korban and Eden Tosos right. thing. They're doing it for the thing. Rashi's saying that you're using something on the floor.
That you're using something sharp.
Yeah. So the Magen Avraham says the Maharil used grates on Shabbos. So how could be the Maharil used grates? So the Magen Avraham says that no, his grates were more, the way I understood it, is like the bicycle poles that are more round, so they're smoother. But still, if you rub your foot across a few of those like circular grates, they'll probably get some dirt off. So the Magen Avraham says it probably wasn't the sharp thing that the Shabbos is talking about, the Taz is talking about. But the Magen Avraham was still machmir in this case with the Maharil, even though he thought it wasn't sharp. Mishnah Berurah seemed to say, well, just stepping on something would be a problem then. So if you're just stepping on something that's going to take some substance off your feet, that's not a big deal. And he said, especially if the mud is still soft, there's more room to be makel by this case of the Maharil. And of course, in the case of the spiky whatever, that would be a problem. The interesting note here of the Aruch HaShulchan on the Se'if also says that using chemicals, he brings this up at the end of his discussion regarding the grates in front of Shul, but he says, if you have a chemical that can like smooth things out, apparently they used to use it on Sefer Torah or different things, he said that would also be a problem up in Mache. Just an interesting side note. So, going in order of the Makor Shulchan Aruch in Shin Yadalid, it Av says you don't plug a barrel, don't use wax or oil. And Mishnah Berurah points out the oil is more of a chashash. It's not really going to be memareach. Good. So now on Shin Chaf Vav Yad Aleph, we really get into the discussion of soap. So the Shulchan Aruch says I can use mursan. And he says because it's kela achayad, I don't have to worry about using mursan by rubbing it. But you can't use salt or other rough substances, which would probably be like a rough bar soap. So the Mishnah Berurah, I think this is the most times you've ever quoted Tiferes Yisrael in a Chavurah before, brings up the Tiferes Yisrael and says that even our soft soap is usher because of memareach. So what's the metzias of even our soft soap being usher via memareach? So Rav Moshe thought, well, pashup shot that bar soap should be usher, but Rav Moshe says that even the liquid soap, when I lather it so much, it's going to be a problem of memareach. So if you think about like soap, a generic, let's say you go to a public restroom, that's not really soap. It's like 95% water with 5% something to maybe chashash kill bacteria. But it's not really soap. It doesn't really lather well. But the more high-end, the more expensive soaps you get, those soaps, all you need is a little squeeze, and when you rub it, it really lathers. So Moshe says that soap is probably the soap he's talking about, according to Rabbi Taubes. That's how Rabbi Taubes wanted to explain it in Shir. And maybe Rabbi Moshe wouldn't say all liquid soap is usher. Maybe it would be the ones that you really, really lather. But Rabbi Moshe Kipshuto says that they didn't use it in his house as soft soap. Could be that it was the viscosity of the soap was different, varying in different times, but for sure the more expensive soaps that you really have to lather would be a problem. Obviously, Rav Avadia comes in to save the day. Rav Avadia entertains the thought that even bar soap should be fine. And he brings a couple of rayas, one from the Kojic Lover, who was makel by even bar soap, and he says for sure by liquid soap. He doesn't like the Kojic Lover's understanding of why bar soap would be fine, but he still says, even he was matured, even though I don't agree with his reason. You see, I have a bunch of rayas from different poskim, that would be fine. So, the next Shulchan Aruch I want to see, which was very interesting, would be smoothing out.
Sorry, in liquid soap, is it a concern that you're doing something to your hands, or you're doing something to the soap?
The soap is so thick that I'm spreading out the soap, and that would literally be memareach. I'm taking this little bit of whatever, and I'm spreading it out, spreading it out, spreading it out, that it would be problematic.
Yeah. I don't know. it depends how thick something needs to be a problem here.
Like, right, so that's Rabbi Tabitha's right. Stone, was how much viscosity is there in the salt. That's the way he put it. If it's super liquidy, like Purell is fine to use because you're not lathering anything. It's disappearing as it's going. But something like an expensive soap, which is very thick or very concentrated, it would be more problematic. So the Shulchan Aruch in Shin Chaf Aleph Yates says I can smooth up food on Shabbos. But there's some issue involved here of if you can't eat it without smoothing out the food, then it would be a problem. So only if I can eat it without smoothing it out would the food be fine. So, yeah.
What's an example?
Hummus. So we'll see in a second. It'll become clear. The Bir Halacha is a topic of what's the case over here. But if you think about it, you have like the people like to smooth out hummus on a plate or tuna salad onto like a piece of bread. Like you smash a tuna salad in the egg salad. You want to mix it and like smash it down. Not that you're grinding it in a sense, like mashing.
That would be a
but like, so that seems to be the case. Hipshuta from the Shulchan Aruch, they're saying it's not a problem unless you can't smash it down. So,
what would be a case of is it food inedible without smoothing?
A hard apple? Meaning?
You can eat the hard apple without
smoothing. So I think
clarify.
That, no.
Is it how you eat it or whether it's possible to eat?
Whether it's possible to smooth it down, then you could smooth it down. If it's not possible to smooth it down, then you can't smooth it down. It's not about eating it, meaning
not possible to eat it without smoothing it down.
Yeah, yes. It's not about whether or not it's possible to eat it with smoothing it down. Meaning the derech achila butter is to smooth it, but you can eat butter without smoothing it. People eat butter without smoothing it down. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about a food that you can't smooth down regularly, then you can't smooth it down here. Meaning a hard apple, can you make it smooth? No.
How would you?
Well, I'm sorry. Is it a din in whether it's edible without smoothing it, or whether it could become smooth without smoothing it?
Whether it becomes smooth without smoothing it. What the latter one?
Whether it could become smooth without smoothing it.
But suppose they are matched with the first way, if it's edible without smoothing it.
If it's edible without smoothing it.
But I just wasn't sure what that.
Let's see, Shulchan Aruch. Well, Shin Chaf Aleph, right? Meaning, as long as I can eat it with
without smoothing it. So I'm saying, like, what case is there a food that I cannot eat without smoothing it?
That I cannot eat without smoothing it.
In Australia, they have these cereal bars. They look basically like a granola bar, but you like, I don't know, you can't eat them, but you wouldn't eat them whole. You put them in milk and they dissolve, and then you eat them like that.
Interesting.
Like, not exactly the same example.
Let's see the Bir Halacha, because the Bir Halacha is wondering what the case is exactly, because he doesn't understand what the Isser is.
Great.
So, the Bir Halacha, so Magen Ram echoes this idea, and the Magen Ram says that they used to have this apple spread. He says you can spread that, even though their Ma says that if you're Machmir Tabala Bracha by this apple spread, I'm not sure what the Matthias is. But the Bir Halacha is trying to understand what is this case of the Isser of smoothing something down that can't be smooth. So the Bir Halacha seems to think that this is a case of catering. So let's say you have a bunch of the black catering platters and you have a big tin of tuna salad and you want to make or hummus and you want to put it on the platter and smooth it out for aesthetic purposes. That's what the Bir Halacha thinks the Isser would be. That
would be usher.
That would be usher to do. That's what the Ramah is referring to when the Ramah is saying, what is the issur here of smoothing out food? The issur here of smoothing out food is taking big catering platters and making it aesthetically pleasing. He says, "Any yodea mama amdenu dimitchila mari nami b'machal shetapuach kedeita b'mordechai b'efshar debar amal lahoros da machmir ein lo lahachmir rek b'machal shetapuach." Fine. V'chadom eshderech hu leyafot ulahachlik hamachal al yedei hamiruach.
No. Isn't that exactly the opposite of what the Shulchan Aruch says? Shulchan Aruch says that the Isser is only with a food that will be inedible without smoothing. This is a Gufa case where it is totally edible without smoothing. So much so.
So therefore, I can't smooth it. That's what it seems to be saying. Because it's for aesthetic reasons. Meaning, I can eat it Right. Now I'm realizing what your point is. This is the way Rabbi Talis and Rabbi Sabalski said it. So that's the way I learned. It seemed to be from Rabbi Talbot, so yeah, the Toby Poskin. He seemed to think that you shouldn't put the caterer shouldn't like smash down tuna salad onto like a big catering platter. Like scoop it out and just put it there. But like when you smooth it over, he thought that would be a problem. Huh. And so it comes up with hummus, right? So people serve hummus that they want hummus to like aesthetically pleasing, so you take it out of the bowl and you like smash it down and then you do this whole thing. I forgot why he said that wouldn't be a problem, but something about because I'm adding in like olive oil and za'atar on the top, that's kind of derech achila, that's the way people serve hummus, that's the way you eat hummus. You're not really smoothing it out for aesthetically pleasing, because if I don't make that divot in the middle, I can't put the tchina, I can't put the basar, I can't put whatever I'm putting in there. So it's a little different. I think that was the rationale behind it. So moving a little bit to the realm of Yom Tov, that the Magen Avraham in Tavkav Shedalet says that if I have a candle on Yom Tov, and what they used to do with the candles is they used to burn the bottom and they used to put it down in order to hold it. They didn't have the candle holders that we have today. He says that would be a problem of Memareach. So just a ha'ara for Yom Tov. So moving on to Tzoveya, which we're going to be doing next week, but Shaila comes up with lipstick. And this is a Shaila of lipstick, chapstick, deodorant on Shabbos, stick deodorant, and you can even say Vaseline, and people also say Play-Doh. To obin iser d'oraisa of me'machek v'me'reach is that when a woman puts on lipstick, but Moshe says yechayv shtayim v'davar muter la'isha litkashet b'lipstick hina asur mishnei ta'amim mi'iser me'machek u'mi'iser tzviya. Why is it iser memachik? So if you think about the lipstick or the chapstick or the deodorant, when I rub it, what's happening is the top is smoothing out. As I'm putting on more, the top keeps smoothing out. So that would be the iser d'oraisa memachik. It would be the same as putting on any of the different lip products that come in a stick. Yeah.
Is the claim that it's d'oraisa, even though this is like a very intricate lufa?
But then Shechagufa here.
You don't care if the lipstick stick or the deodorant is smooth. Like, if we're saying Mamachik is specifically surface oriented, then this would not be a Daraisa. Does Ramosha say that it was a Daraisa? I remember this saying, I mean, I guess.
Ramosha didn't speak it out that it's right. Daraisa, but he says Chayev. Chayev Mishnei Ta'amim. And the way it's presented by most of the contemporary Sfarim is that it's a Daraisa. Because you can say it's nichale. When I'm putting it on, it's the way I do it. You can't say that. In shecha gufa. Oh, that'd be my response. So brushing teeth. So Rav Moshe thought that for sure you couldn't use the toothpaste, the regular toothpaste. And he said also don't wet the toothbrush because of schita. And I think Rabbi Brand mentioned this in his Chabur on schita. And it's also possible, so there's machokas what Moshe meant. Did he mean that the memachik is going to be smoothing out the plaque on your teeth? Or did he mean that you're smoothing out the toothpaste itself? Either way, what comes out, Rabbi Moshe says it's usher. Rabbi Avadia. Rabbi Avadia comes in and he obviously says.
But obviously there's been nothing about whether you could use the toothpaste.
Right, so it would come out. So I think the Tzitz Eliezer held that Rav Moshe meant the former instead of the latter, that really it's the actual paste itself and not the plaque on the teeth. So Rav Avadia brings in a Magen Avraham on Shin Tes Zayin. And the Magen Avraham on Shin Tes Zayin is commenting on the Shulchan Aruch that says, I can spit on the floor, and when I spit on the floor, I can rub it in, and it's fine. It wouldn't be memareach. So the Magen Avraham says, why wouldn't it be memareach? There's two things that you need. One, you need kavana to do memareach, and number two, there has to be a lack of absorption. It has to be davar al davar. It can't just be me rubbing something onto a surface and it's going to be invisible. We'll see the rub. So the Eliyahu Rabbah seems to not like the svara at all of the Magen Avraham, says Tzarech Ian. But Rav Avadya uses this Magen Avram to say that if I'm allowed to smear the spit on the ground when I spit on the ground, since if what I'm smearing is getting totally absorbed, it's not going to be a problem in my reach. So too, toothpaste is not fully going to, it's not totally davar, it gets absorbed, etc. You use this rather than Magen Avram to say brushing your teeth is fine. The Rav agreed, and the Rav says that even though you have these ads that claim that it's going to coat your teeth for 24 hours and it's going to be there and it's going to be davar, then he wasn't convinced that it was true. And even if it was true, the Rav felt like an invisible coating wouldn't be enough to oster brushing your teeth with the regular toothpaste. And also the Aruch HaShulchan seems to understand this way as well. So the last thing that comes up is the Tzitz Eliezer. So Tzitz Eliezer, when he was the Rav Shari Tzedek Hospital, was asked about bandages. So they would put on bandages with ointment. So if you ever put on a bandage with Neosporin, right? So you put a little dab of Neosporin on the white part of the bandage and then you put it down. When I put it down, that would be Memoreach. So, Tzitz Eliezer addresses this, and he says that something Shari Tzedek Bekan de Rav Valach Zal Hinhig Lahachin Me'ev Shabbos Tachbushot Meshuchim B'Mishcha. He used to pre-make all these bandages with the ointment. Uvel Bo Shabbos Mikri Shemaka Shetichon Aniecha LeMishcha Hayusamim Me'Tachboshet HaMuchanos Im Mishcha Alayim. They would put these pre-made bandages. Me'ein makar heter lakach. There's no real makar for this heter. The harika amar aser if you lahachzik gritia shenafa. Since the shochan arich is chashash of refua, says you can't even put back a bandage that came off. Ve'adua davar, the doctor valech lo haya manhig shim davar shelo beratzon v'shelo behoras hachamim. But we know this guy was a big Yoresh Shamayim, he never did anything against the Rabbanim, he always made sure that he had what to be Somechan, so it was probably okay. That's how he starts off the tshuva. Then obviously he brings some of his own rides of how to do it, but obviously in a case where there's a real Torech, it's fine, but the pre-built ointment on Shabbos, he seems to think that there was a heter that was going on, and also you're minimizing Memareach. By putting it on beforehand and spreading it out, you're kind of minimizing how much memoreach you're doing. And since we're trying to minimize how much memoreach we're doing, it's better. What about diaper rashes, baby cream, other ointments? So there's a few hitarium. One would be the baby moving around. So what you would do is you would take it right out of the bottle. You would put a little bit of a little dollop of the cream, and then once the baby moves around, it spreads all over and that would be fine. Another way is dapping it. So you're just putting little dollops on and you're not really spreading it around. That wouldn't be memoreach. Rav Shlomo Zalman has an interesting heter of using a Q-tip. That if you use a Q-tip, it's enough of, I guess, kalach hayad to spread it around and it would be okay to do it on the baby if the diaper... if the baby really needed it. It came up for us because Miriam used to have really bad diaper rashes when she was first born. So we would do the dapping method. I'm just going like this and letting it go. I think we mentioned Vaseline. Did we mention Vaseline is an Isra D'Oraisa? Okay. I forgot if I mentioned that or not. So just to recap, we saw different Gemaras to say what is Memachek. It seems to be some type of smoothing, sanding, scraping things off. The different cases of the Shulchan Aruch, we saw about closing a barrel, we have the cases of putting on ointment, we have the cases of bar soap that Rav Moshe says even liquid soap would be usher, whereas Rav Avadya thought even bar soap might be mutter, brushing your teeth. Rav Moshe said, Bechal, you shouldn't do it. We heard a few weeks ago from Rabbi Simon that even though Rabbi Simon thinks Rav Avadya is correct here, because he grew up not brushing his teeth, he still follows Rav Moshe on this one. And we saw spreading out food, that the chumus should be fine because the way I serve it is with the basar in the middle, whereas putting tuna on a tray and spreading it out, that's what the Bir Halacha thought would be the Isra according to the Ramah, but I think that point, Tarech Ian, on Amar end.